We are now joined by City Administrator Ben Martig and Mayor Erica Zweifel. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
There was no work session last night, but that was because over the weekend, you guys, when I think of retreat, I think of like everyone like getting in the car and driving up to like a lodge outside of Ely or somewhere. Is that what the retreat was this weekend for the city council?
Yeah, pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a health spa.
That's good. So you retreated this weekend to talk about the strategic plan that it needs renewing. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So now that's good.
Which is based on the comprehensive plan.
Which is also good, which is going to be approved, we think, next week?
In May.
Next week. Okay. All right.
That's still in the works, but we've all seen drafts of it. So the comprehensive plan is not going to be a surprise to anyone.
It really shouldn't be. Just for the amount of work Logan has put in to make sure everybody knows about the comprehensive plan, it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But the strategic plan now, it's time. It's time for a new one. And so where do we start with that? I mean, how do we begin the process? Or we've already begun the process, I suppose. I don't know. Talk to me.
Yeah, so we've done a lot of background work leading up to this. So we've had some community surveying. As the mayor said, we're right on the heels of the long-term vision mm-hmm. update for the city, which is the comprehensive plan. So there's been a ton of community engagement and feedback along with that process. We've also, you know, had new council members, so robust policy discussions coming out of the election that I think also mm-hmm. creates extra engagement of the community. So when we rolled into our strategic plan this retreat this weekend on the training room up in City Hall, really diving into some reflecting back on some that background information received, we did a little exercise of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that Craig presented, our facilitator, to the council, and then we rolled in to basically a process of prioritization about what are the kind of the big themes, the big important rocks for the city. And I think we got some good feedback on that. I think also council was sensitive to some of the things they heard, not only about the public needs, but also related to that strategic plan is really focusing in on really being prioritized on our goals as we look ahead in the next 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. basically on the new strategic plan. So I think recognizing that if you're, you know, with holding off a little bit of ambition and a lot of the A students wanting to get everything accomplished, but recognizing organizationally, we really need to focus in.
Well, you were looking at me when you mentioned that.
I was looking to pass the torch over. Well, mayor,
why do we need a strategic plan? We've got a brand new comprehensive plan that's supposed to sort of be this invisible guiding hand for what we do. But why do we need a strategic plan?
It helps us focus in the short term. So it's, three to five, we're looking for 4 year. Goal to help us set some priorities and really focus on some things that we've noticed ourselves and we've heard from the community. So in addition to the council work, we had focus groups leading up to this. We had a community survey leading up to this mm-hmm. to help us and an election. So to help us focus okay. on some priorities.
All right. Have you guys settled on some priorities as of yet, or is it still sort of forming?
I think we have settled on some priorities.
Okay. Right.
So the last strategic plan had six strategic priorities.
Yep.
Six.
Yep.
We settled on four.
Okay.
And so really broadly, one is around increasing our financial strength.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is improving it was improving financial strength. Increasing housing stock. Again, these words might change, but mm-hmm. these are big, mm-hmm. broad strokes. Infrastructure, sustainability, and service excellence
okay.
are the four big priority areas.
Service excellence. I mean, these are all basically carryovers from the previous strategic plan.
No, we did not have a goal around improving financial strength.
Financial strength. Okay,
so let's strategic plan. So let's be clear about that.
Let's talk about that then.
And I would say there's, you know, we can get into that. Mayor May could follow up with that too. Happy to do that. But the I would say there, even though some of the broad categories are similar, I mm-hmm. think there's a little more laser focus in some particular areas okay. that we could probably cover within those categories.
All right. So let's talk about increasing the financial strength. Is that what we say, or yeah. improving?
Improving.
Okay. All right.
Improving because we have increasing housing
sure.
stock, and that
gotcha.
That's where, to me, again, these words might change, but as I think about it, that helps me think about increasing and improving differently.
Yeah. No, words matter too. So I buy into that.
Let's talk. I can get a little bit into that economic strength component,
please.
And then we could roll into the housing one next, because those were two very strongly mm-hmm. supported themes, I think, of the council. Mm-hmm. There was actually a little debate about going down to three priorities, and Craig actually kind of encouraged to include the service one in there as well, that we are really heavily service-based, so mm-hmm. that included that as well. So I certainly could have gone with three that the council mm-hmm. was leaning towards as well, but I think housing and that economic strength were definitely really strong ones. So I would say in that economic strength, part of it's just our continuation on our growing our economy, but I would say focusing in very specifically on increasing the commercial and industrial tax base. Why help decrease that tax burden on property taxpayers? I think the council very clearly understands we've seen some large property tax increases mm-hmm. over time. And so one of the things that we can do is we know when we look at our peers, we're a little offset imbalanced with our tax base, too heavily not having as robust industrial commercial, which can bring down the cost of all taxpayers, including businesses here locally. If we can grow our businesses or bring in new industry that meets our goals, we actually finished a lot of work. We have some new growth areas now that opened up at the end of last year that allow us to hopefully recruit some new ones. And so I think you're going to see more marketing and recruitment in that area and opportunities to bring some new development. And we'll look to do infill projects where we have a few lots left in town. Then the other pieces, though, so that's the revenue side of things, or part of the revenue. We also want to look at revenue diversification. So we're very heavily reliant on property taxes mm-hmm. as a city, but also recognizing there are some fees and some other revenues we want to be able to capture and make sure that we're current on our fees, like gas and electric's paid by all properties within the city. So even yep. if you're property tax exempt, you're still helping to pay those fees. Those help to do our road improvements where that replaced things like the special assessments. The last piece within that category would be responsive property taxes at levels responsive to the community. So again, definitely heard that concern over property taxes mm-hmm. And recognizing that part of that is just stronger financial planning as well with that, and trying to find ways to maybe moderate that, both through decreasing the tax rate and seeing if there are ways we can have some cost savings with that. So I think it covers that gamut of the spending side and the financial planning, I think, is the addition that the mayor talked about. Mm-hmm. And then really focusing more on that tax-based growth is the primary area on our economic development.
Financial planning is something, Ben, I know that you have stressed for the last couple, 3 years at least. I mean, it's something that has sort of been lacking over time, let's say, and you've talked about that extensively, that we need to do a better job of that.
Yeah, and I think also the thing I think that we're really getting better at is, like, always incremental improvement. When you look at other cities across the country, when I go to these conferences and things, we are in the middle to upper category of our financial management practices, but I think that really getting a better handle on tying the policymakers to, like, things like the tax levy. We've done a really good job on utility rate planning mm-hmm. and tying to projects and operational costs. We really want to do that across the board on all of our city funds, including those supported by property taxes. So we've also done some things in recent years, like I think back when the mayor was on the council, it was even an issue when I came here. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for us to get our accounting software updated,
yeah.
which is a big piece. It's not something you see, but our internal finance people now can do financial what-ifs way
yeah.
easier over the last couple of years
yep.
as we've gotten that new accounting software updated. So that's going to really help have a stronger foundation on that.
I'm really hopeful to see more information in the capital improvement plan and the capital equipment plan around life cycle costs, maintenance things. Those can be improved. We're using them as tools now, and they're helpful tools, but there are ways to improve those tools so that we have even more information as we're making decisions.
Okay. Increasing housing. I think that no one is opposed to that at all. I mean, we need more housing in this in the city without question, and we've known that for quite some time. What new ideas are there to be applied to the strategic plan?
Right. So a lot of this, I think, comes out of the comprehensive plan and comes out of the opportunity that when you write a new comprehensive plan, you also update, in our case, what's currently called our land development code. Mm-hmm. So there are some opportunities in that land development code to look at how we're managing rental proper or not permitting rental properties, mm-hmm. How we manage density on single-family home lots that are single-family home lots currently. Mm-hmm. Some lots of ideas about, which I like, that also fits a financial goal, because if we decide to improve density on single-family home lots, we're capitalizing on infrastructure that already exists. One of the issues with the sprawl that happened in the 80s and 90s early, you know, was that cities kept expanding their boundaries and adding housing by adding infrastructure. If you do that, you're adding more costs than you're getting back in the tax benefit. So I like the what we're doing with looking at the land development code changes and focusing on density and infrastructure changes, rental changes to renting, potentially. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I also mentioned relationships a lot at this meeting in all of these buckets. And one of the things here is we work with a lot of partners. The city mm-hmm. doesn't build any housing.
Right.
Right. And so we work with a lot of partners. So continuing those relationships with the partners that we have and supporting their work and just thinking about the tools that the city has to move this forward.
Right or wrong, you hear from a lot of builders that the city of Northfield can be sometimes a little difficult to work with when you want to build. Is that addressed at all in the conversations you guys had this week or this weekend? Was that addressed at all, I suppose I should say?
That was a little bit more probably in the action steps. I think okay. The council was at a higher level, but I would say that all of the staff was directed to go back and put together some strategies that will be coming back to the council in addition to refining some of the language that the mayor mentioned. So I think we'll be coming back with ideas and I will get some feedback from the council. But I would say everything's on the table. The mayor also has previously talked about land development code. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about during the retreat that's kind of the zoning and the development standards that we have. We have dollars in the budget to basically do a major update to that code. So addressing some of the things the mayor talked about, and if we identify regulatory challenges, we want to hear from developers if those are issues, because that will be a great opportunity to address those. That's a piece of the puzzle. I think the big thing is, as mayor said, is the city's really a conduit. We rely on, you know, if we're looking at the private sector, obviously developers, our nonprofit developer partners, being open to new ones coming in. Mm-hmm. We've even engaged with Dakota County on the northern part of the city to potentially do some affordable housing projects because they're very active in housing, and a small piece of it's here, and we're making inroads on that. But I think everything's on the table. The other thing I would say is we had a housing study update done very recently that helped inform the comprehensive plan as well. And we know we need all kinds of housing types. We need single family. We need multifamily. We need density like apartment buildings or condominiums. That can help both churn within within the town. So mm-hmm. people want to move out of their single family house because the kids are gone and into some smaller unit. We just don't have much inventory for that. And that might open up other families. So we really want to recognize that when we do projects, we can't accomplish everything in our housing goals within every project. And we could be a conduit, though. So I think the mayor says, one thing I think really we need to focus on is we need to be really good partners. If we're going to be good at collaboration, it's really about relationships with that. And it even includes I didn't mention landowners, but in new growth area, having landowners that understand our goals and hopefully have the properties that they're willing to sell to facilitate development. There are challenges, though, right? Because housing prices going up, a lot of volatility in the market and that kind of a thing. But there are things we can do to put ourselves in positions to
I think we're redefining the word volatility in the market daily. Right now. Yeah. What was the third priority?
Infrastructure. Infrastructure sustainability. So, you know, things like pedestrian safety. flooding challenges, looking at the dam along the river and the ecological impacts of that, maybe an opportunity for some economic development as well. So I think, I don't know if the mayor wants to piece off a few of those items.
Well, I really liked, again, in the comp plan, the section on blue-green infrastructure. So blue is for water, green is for plants, and thinking about, there's a lot of interesting work out there right now. I've been reading about floodable city. I've been reading about sponge city models where you're dressing more of the stormwater on site with plants. And thinking about if we know that flooding is an issue for us, that's a focus of Earth Day coming up later, is to think about flooding. We have a lot of, we have flooding studies. We're really, I think we're getting to a point where we're ready to do some things around flooding and around stormwater management.
Is removal of the dam still something on the table?
Yeah. Yes, I would say that was a very strong interest and priority of the council specifically to have that included. And I think the mayor's talked at the retreat, talked multiple times too about teeing projects up, but then understanding that you want to line them with other potential grants or other projects that are happening so that it might mean you're getting yourselves ready to go. But if, say, a grant's a ways out, or we know like this, we require, the state of Minnesota is doing like highway improvements and things, and tying other ancillary projects to that that we're doing locally is really important. So that we're being smart with our dollar on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. And then, you know, excellence in service, that's, are there initiatives attached to that, or is it just, let's just keep doing what we're doing?
Oh, that's a great question.
One area.
Sorry.
I would.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'll let you go, Ben.
I think one piece that was really important in that category was just the thirst for community involvement, engagement, and communication, I think, is a big one. And that's why I think it was really important. That was one piece, I think, that was important to get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, yeah, communication was probably one of the top things that came up. But another word that I thought about was predictability.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned developers, people who want to work with the city, a predictable experience, how can we help you type of feeling when how can we get to where a place where we can work together.
Right.
I think staff, I also heard this was where, you know, you're sitting in this room for hours and you're hearing from the council a lot. And then this one was when you staff kind of perked up, started popping in their ideas. So I like that. I like that. That's energy. Good.
My energy was getting low at that point. Yeah. So I was probably more quiet at that stage.
Yeah. So, and I, throughout this, you know, you tend to pick things that you're like, we need to work on this. This maybe isn't going so well, or we have.
Right.
But I didn't. I'm sitting here looking at the library, and I lifted it up a couple times. We don't want to forget or not pay attention to the things that we do really well, like the library.
Mm-hmm.
So holding, that's the tension that we hold. Like, we're doing some things really well in Northfield already, and we want to make improvements.
Was there one idea of amongst that session that really kind of caught your attention? You're like, ooh, I think this could be a really great viable option.
Oh gosh, there was one that I hadn't thought of, and I'm trying to maybe it was the working on the dam that I was surprised that it rose to that level of interest with the whole council. That was one. Parking.
I know. That's the last. That was the last one on my list. The
P word. Oh, and, and look, our time's up.
Hey, when I was interviewed by, and I forget her name. She's a very impressive young woman working for the city. She came in and talked to me about business concerns and such. She's working with the EDA. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to talk about was parking. Mm. And she was like, can we have to? No, parking is what I'm worried about.
Well, there you go. We called it out in there. That was the one piece I was holding to the end is parking is going to be in there. So we're going to have lots of conversations that in the next few years.
That's good. That's good. All right.
Thanks for that
of course. Yeah. That's what we're here to do is try and solve difficult problems, right?
Yeah.
And work through those. So
well, Mayor, you brought up the library. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in just a few minutes, we're going to debut a brand new show on KYMN called Library Love.
I had no idea.
Featuring Director of Library Services, Natalie Draper, and the employees of the Northfield Public Library. Every second Wednesday.
That's
of the
fantastic.
Month.
Will there be book
yes,
recommendations?
There are book Ooh, recommendations and okay. the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a strategy of Natalie spreading the wealth amongst her team on getting on the radio.
She's still tied into her once a month on Friday.
Is?
Oh, yeah.
So this
yeah.
is and a yes and.
This is ahead. This is yeah. Right. This is supplementary stuff.
Library love. I love
Library
that.
Love. As we're gonna thank the two of you, Mayor's Weifel, City Administrator Martig.
Sounds good. Maybe we got a mayor's reading list that we can help Ooh, get out there or yeah. something.
There you go.
I would like that idea. I would contact Natalie and see if we can make that maybe a monthly addition to the show. All right, folks, and we're gonna say thank you.